Radio Africana, your non-stop entertainment radio.
Everybody now, let's go!
Good morning and top of the morning. Yes, victory is my name. I hope you've all put on your dancing shoes. Good morning, everyone. Top of the morning to all of you, and you're welcome to Morning Dew. You're tuned into Radio Africana, and it's a pleasure as always to be with you. Right, lovely upbeat there to start us on our day today. Let's just commit our session to the Lord. Eternal Rock of Ages, we bless your holy name. We thank you, Father, because there's no one like you. You are the strength of our heart, the strength of our life. In you we live, in you we move, in you we have our being. We just ask, Lord, that even in our session today, that you be present. We lift up your holy name. We exalt you. We magnify you. There is no one like you. You are the Lord of our salvation, the Lord our righteousness, our shield, our buckler, our help in ages past, and you remain our hope even for years to come. Father, we just ask that you take total control. Let there be an abundance of your spirit in our midst today as we glean into the scriptures, we look into the scriptures, we take time to be still and ponder and meditate and study even your word today. Lord, let it bless the hearts of every hearer. Let the words I speak release grace to all those that will hear this word, and may it minister power and anointing, and bring even a new unction into the environment, their situation, and their circumstances. We ask this of you and thank you in Jesus' name. As always, we want to remember those who cannot be with us for one reason or the other. Lord, wherever they are, you know their needs, you know their heart's cry. We ask, Lord, for the healing, for those that demand healing, those that need your restoration, one particular state of their being, their body, their members. Lord, heal and restore the things that only you can do. You said healing is the children's bread. I pray, Lord, that you minister healing to each and every one of them in Jesus' name. Thank you so much for the privilege that is called today. And we give you all the glory and all the praise. We have asked all of this and we thank you in Jesus' precious name. Good morning, lovely people. Welcome to another edition of Morning Dew. And it's a pleasure as always to be with you. Okay, a little recap. So we're continuing our session. We have been looking at being led by the Spirit. I think we've done a couple of sessions now. And particularly last week, we were trying to gain some very deep understanding, particularly knowing that, this whole being led by the Spirit is the Spirit of God. And then we wanted to establish the fact that God has his own attributes. And there were three very particular attributes we looked at. The fact that God is omniscient, that means he's all-knowing. He possesses complete and perfect knowledge of everything, past, present, and future. And this includes not only factual knowledge, but is also the knowledge of, all the possibilities, all the options, And from a theological concept, he's omniscient, right? He's often considered as an essential attribute of God. His other attributes are, he's also omnipresent and he's omnipotent. So he's ever present. And he's all powerful. All power belongs to him. Okay, and so we went further to drive the point home, and we looked at a couple of verses that really threw some light, on some of the attributes of God, and we had the chapter of Psalm 139. I believe we looked at verses 1 to 19. And it really did open up, our understanding of, God's knowledge of who we are. And it starts with the first verse, says, "O Lord, thou hast searched me and you know me." Verse 2 says, "Thou knowest my sitting down and my rising." Thou understandest my thoughts afar off, And then we just looked deeper into the things that were revealed about God's knowledge of our individual beings in this journey that we call our life, and so many things that we could learn from that. So we had a good 19 verses of, Psalm 139. It is really advisable that we spend time in our own study to look more into more things that were revealed in the rest of Psalm 139. All right, if we do have some time, we may come back and look at the other verses, but you listeners, I recommend, suggest, and admonish that we look at the rest of Psalm 139. All right, there's a lot to glean there. Okay, so today we're trying to move on, and it's important to have established the fact that God is all-knowing. Alright, so when we're being led by the Spirit, one of the things is because God knows our intricate parts, all our members, He knows our thoughts, you know, and He even talks about, you know, the depth of this knowledge, you know. So when we walk or talk about being led by the Holy Ghost, we're talking about seeking God for His direction in every sphere of our life. So He's aware of every aspect of our being, and we, you know, are seeking and looking unto Him, who knows all of our different aspects of our lives. I've said severally here that we live our lives in spheres. Okay, so you're living your life in your career, you live your life in that part of your life, you live in your life, there's a financial sphere, you know, you have the relationships, you know, you have your health and well-being, you have your continuous personal development, your spiritual maturity and growth, you know, and you're trying to keep all these spheres of your lives in a balance, all right? And it revolves around the vertical relationship that you have with your Creator, okay? So we're in this vertical relationship that furnishes all that we do horizontally in all the spheres of our life. So think about it. You get downloads, you get revelation, you're being led by the Spirit, you're being guided by the Spirit to be able to give, you know, expression of your life in a horizontal dimension in the different spheres of your lives. So hearing His voice part-time, okay, and having answers for us to make the right decisions, okay, and being the most effective, you know, in everything that we do is everybody's desire. Okay, so in an ideal world, we want to hear, you know, the Lord's voice, we want to hear part-time, you know, and want to have answers, want to make sure that we're making the right decisions, okay, and that we're being the most effective. You're using your time maximally, you're using your gifts maximally, you know. And when you really think about it, there's a lot to keep together, okay. No more wandering or wavering, and no more frustration. That would be an ideal, I'm sure you all agree, but oftentimes that is not the case with each and every one of us. So to be led by the Spirit of God is something that we need on a daily basis. When we consider all that we would desire, when we consider the different spheres in which we express ourselves or we live our lives. And so first we must know that He wants to lead you. So that's established. He's our Creator. He says, you know, before you were conceived in your mother's womb, I knew you, and I have a plan for you. So there is a plan for your life. There is a destiny, okay, a destination that He expects you to get to. There is a goal, all right? So you must believe that He is. The Bible says, whoever cometh to God must believe that He is, and is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. So we believe that He exists. We believe we're created by Him. We believe He has a plan for our lives. And so we're seeking His leading by the Spirit to execute this plan, this design, this grand design, okay, this masterpiece of a life that God wants to find expression both in you and through you to your world. You are the conduit for which He wants to give the expression of His glory to your world. So you must believe that He is. You must believe that He wants to lead you, and He wants to help His people. And we can study many scriptures and come to the fact that that really is the fact, and that we're designed to be led by Him. Very important. So before you were even born, God had a blueprint for your life. All right, so that's something the Scripture helps us. We see that in Jeremiah 29 verse 11. It says, for I know the plans that I have for you. So He knows the plans, and He has a plan for you. Wow. Declares the Lord, plans for welfare, to take care of you, okay, to take care of your well-being, that you be in health, that you be in health, you be in a good state to carry out and to execute your assignment, your calling upon the earth. Okay, so it says plans for welfare and not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope. All right, so we can look at different versions and see the translation. But basically, before you were conceived in your mother's womb, God knew you and had a plan. All right, so he's instructing you concerning the plan. And let's just look at an architect who has a plan to design a building. Okay, so before you even saw the first brick, he's put his plan together. He knows what is the outcome is. You know, in these modern times now, he's already done his 3D perspectives and he's got his models going. He can show you what this stuff is going to look like ever before a piece of brick is on the ground. Now consider the one who created you, and he has this design for your life. So he is the one that will release, or you know, impart you with knowledge and understanding of his blueprint to bring about the manifestation of what he has planned for your life. So there is a plan for your life, and it is a good plan. He says he knows what it is. He knows what it is. Now the question is, do you know what that is? Now I think the best way to look at it is, you think about 20, 30, 40, how many years you're going to live on this planet. And he's building you brick by brick, year by year, moment by moment. There's no way you can understand the 70 years or 80 years of your life at a go. It's not possible. So he gives us this guidance. He gives us information. There's constant revelation, okay? So that we have an understanding of what it is he has planned for us, what it is his expectation, how best we can work with him to see that this grand plan, you know, becomes something that is manifested. All right, and he wants to get that information to you. Very important, the detailed plan of his original intent, all right, for you. He wants to lead you, and so the agency is the leading by the Spirit. All right, so you can hear his voice, okay, and that's so important. Very, very important. So if he's going to lead us, if he's going to communicate with us, it's important that we hear his voice. Now, just off my head, there are a couple of Bible stories that talk to us about people hearing the voice of the Lord for the first time. So it's not something necessarily that the day you were born, you are tuned in and you can pick and hear the voice of God. We have the case of Prophet Samuel. You know, it was a young lad, was working with Eli. It was in the sanctuary, and the voice of the Lord came to Samuel. Hello, people, are we still together? And Eli was there as an experienced hand, experienced in walking with the Lord and hearing from the Lord. And to the best of Samuel's understanding, thank you, Holy Spirit, I'm remembering a message a man of God now said. Oh, praise God. Let me not stay on track. Sometimes when you're an evangelist, you go to places, say, have you been born again? So what does that mean? Have you heard about Jesus? Say, who is that or what is that? They have no idea. Okay, so in the same way, sometimes we've never heard of anything to do with the kingdom. We've never heard the name of Jesus. We've never even, we hear his voice. How does he speak? What? So it's, you know, everybody has that phase where you've never heard the voice of the Lord. You've never known about that personality. You know, who is Jesus? What did he do? And that's why the preaching of the gospel has to reach every part of the world. And so everyone who's come into this relationship and hears the voice of God and has had a walk with God and has been led by the Spirit has a responsibility to take this same message to other people, because it is not default for everybody. I need to make that very clear. So Samuel was with Eli, and the Bible says he heard an audible voice. The Lord was speaking to him, but because he wasn't used to that voice, by default he went to Eli and asked him, did you call me? And Eli said, no such thing, you know. And then he says, okay, just don't not to worry, I didn't call you. So he went back, but he heard the voice again, and again he went back to Eli, and Eli said, listen, I didn't call you. Then at this point Eli recognized, come, he must be hearing the voice of the Lord. and it's strange to him, and he's thinking that Eli himself is the one calling him. So Eli said, the next time the Lord, you hear that voice, just say, here I am, Lord, okay? And just be patient and listen. And so he did, and the Lord spoke to him, and he was able for the first time to be able to tune in to the voice of the Lord. I say this because each one of us will have our first time. Each one of us will have a time or a season when we're not used to the voice of the Lord. And that's just part of the process and the journey. So it's important, as we're talking about being led by the Spirit, you have to first know how to tune in to the voice of the Lord. Now, this is something very interesting. I think it's in John chapter 10, and I want to look at verse 27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. So he is saying, everyone who is a child of God, everyone who is considered a sheep in the flock of the master, okay, hears his voice, and he knows them. So we started from the fact that he knows you, and now because he knows that you are his sheep, he will speak to you. He's going to make a situation, a circumstance, some people call it encounter, whatever it is, you know, for you, where you will have to pay attention, okay, to that audible voice. You're going to have to pay attention to an invitation. You're going to have to pay attention maybe to the burning bush experience, all right, where something happens in the physical to get your attention. Everyone will have such an encounter where the master is getting your attention, training you, tuning you to hear his voice. And so this is so important, you know, for us to be led by the Spirit. So we must first understand, you know, what his voice is like, and like Samuel was taught by Eli, how do you respond? Now remember, God is a Spirit, all right? So you're not seeing anybody. You probably hear a voice. It may not be audible. It can be a still voice. You might catch a vision. You might be in a dream. You might actually have an open vision. You could have a trance. The list in the ways in which the Lord can prompt you to communicate to you, to speak to you, is endless. Again, that requires some amount of study to know how does God speak to his people, and subsequently how do we hear his voice. All right, so Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10 says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, okay, which God prepared beforehand so that we could walk in them. All right, so God not only has plans, we are his workmanship. All right, there's a work he's doing in and through us to our world. Okay, we're created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So you can see his plan. All right, it was planned that you would be in Christ, that you would do the work he's called you to do in Christ. All right, and thank you, Holy Spirit. Just being reminded, we cannot consistently be in a place where we're just listening to the word of God. We come this week, I'll come during the week at different times, and we listen and we listen. We cannot just be hearers of the word of God. We need to be able to come to an understanding of what is communicated and move on to make sure that we become doers of the word of God, applying, you know, that which we have grasped through the encounter we've had with the word, encounter with the Spirit, through the leading of the Spirit. And so that's why we looked at important attributes of God, what he's doing with us, and that some of those things will be made manifest in us as a sign to our world. Okay, so God created you to do good works, and he wants you to be doing them even more than you want to. Okay, so God has this plan that you find expression of these different attributes, okay, and you are doing the works He has created you, He's graced you, He's given you certain gifts, you know, and there's so much that, you know, the Lord may desire from each one of us. So we have to be able to hear that voice. We have to take delivery of His instructions. We have to be determined that we will not just believe what it is that we're reading and studying and He's giving us an understanding of, but I will step out in faith to take action, step out in faith to apply, you know, that which we have come to understand, so that we can, you know, brace ourselves, knuckle down, and do the work that He's called us to do. Okay, so it's so important. All right, so we'll take a break now, and then we'll come back and we continue on our journey of what it means to be led by the Spirit, okay, and how we get our downloads of God's plan, God's instruction, God's assignment for our lives, so that we can get to the expected destination. See you on the flip side of the break.
Seeking
Good morning. If you're just joining us, you're welcome to Morning Dew. That's a lovely track by Deborah Winers, The Master's Calling. Yes, listen while you can still hear. Praise Him while your lips can sing. Brethren, there's nothing like this present moment when you can praise Him, when you can listen, when you can take time and be still and listen. He has a plan for your life. There's a destiny for each and every one of us, you know. Well, for the rest of the program today, we're just going to look at a couple of scriptures to help us really, you know, knuckle down to the importance of these very important aspect of our journey, listening to the voice so that we can hear His voice, you know. And it says, my sheep hear my voice and they know me. We have that in John chapter 10 and verses 27. My sheep hear my voice and they know Him, and are known by Him as well. Very important. Okay, so our first scripture, we'll be looking at Isaiah 48 verse 17. It says, thus says the Lord your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord your God, who teaches you to profit, who leads you by the way you should go. Oh, that you had heeded my commandments, then your peace would have been like a river, and your righteousness like the waves of the sea. Your descendants also would have been like the sand, and the offsprings of your body like the grains of sand. His name would not have been cut off, nor destroyed from before me. Very, very powerful scriptures. You know, and this is Isaiah 48:17-19. So it says, the Lord your Redeemer. So He's your Redeemer, the one that redeemed you, the one that has caught you into relationship, delivered you and brought about your salvation, is reconciled you back to Himself. The Holy One of Israel, He says, I am the Lord, and He teaches you to profit, to make gain, to improve, to multiply, okay, so that you can, you know, grow from strength to strength. Who leads you by the way that you should go? So this issue of being led is interested that you are being led by the way that you should go. He wants to lead you. He's the one that leads you. Then verse 18 is like a kind of warning. Oh, that you had heeded my commandments. So obviously there's another camp, those who didn't heed His commandments. And of course, there'll be consequences if you are not being led, if you are not heeding His commandments, if you're not following His instructions. Okay, He says, then your peace would have been like a river. So He intends for your peace to be like a river. He intends for His glory to be seen on the earth as the waters cover the sea. Okay, the waters cover the earth. All right, so there is an expectation. All right, and it's only if we hear His voice, if we are led by His Spirit, and if we follow His instructions, that we will have peace. But if you haven't, you say, oh, had you heeded my commandments, then your peace, think about an abundance of peace. Peace in your heart, peace in your mind, peace around you. Look at our world today. There's a scarcity of peace. May the Lord help us to be in that place where we can be reassured of His presence, of His peace. And it says, your righteousness like the waves of the sea, and your descendants also would have been like the sand. Again, if we look at some of the commandments, or particularly the covenant that the Lord made with Abraham and his children, his children's children, that is the will of God. All right. And so if we are not being led, then we go outside of His will. We're going outside of His plan, of the expectation He has for each and every one of us. Okay. So it's important that we really are sensitive to the fact that He wants to lead us. Sensitive to the Master's calling, okay, the leading of the Spirit. All right, we're gonna look at another scripture. Also, in Let's look at Psalm 32. In my scriptures here, Psalm 32. Okay. Right, so Psalm 32. Almost there. Bear with me. Right, so Psalm 32. I'm a long way from 32, that's why it's taking some time. All right. Okay, so Psalm 32, I think we're finally there. And we're looking at verse 8. Psalm 32 and verse 8. Let's look at that. I will instruct you and teach you in the way that you should go. Very similar to what we just read in Isaiah 48 verse 17. Isaiah 48 verse 17. This is Psalm 32 and I'm reading verse 8. I will instruct you and teach you in the way that you should go. Okay, I will guide you with my eye. Okay, do not be like the horse or like the mule, which have no understanding, which must be harnessed, okay, with bits and bridle, else they will not come near you. Okay, many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he who trusts in the Lord, mercy shall surround him. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart. All right, my name is Victory was the first track we had by Sinach. Lovely. The shouting side is the victorious side. Your name is Victory. You know, you must be able to be glad in the Lord and rejoice, knowing that his promises concerning you are yea and amen, and they will come to pass. Okay, let's look at another scripture. Psalm 37 verse 23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. So the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his right hand. He said, I have been young and now I'm old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging bread. Okay, he is ever merciful and lends, and his descendants are blessed. Okay, depart from evil and do good and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loves justice and does not forsake his saints. All right, they are preserved forever. You know, there's more to read there. I've just read from this is what Psalm 37, and I was also looking at verses 23 to 28. You know, it's important. There are a lot of benefits of us, you know, waiting on the Lord, listening to him, tuning to his voice, you know, being led by the Spirit, you know. And so these Psalms, we've looked at Psalm 32 verse 8, Psalm 37, okay, verse 23 to 28, and then we're going to look at Psalm 48. Let's look at Psalm 48. Let's see what Psalm 48 has for us. Psalm 48, and I'm looking at, where is 48? Okay, right, so Psalm 48 verse 14, it says, for this is God, our God forever, and he will be our guide, okay, even to death. Wow, what a covenant. God is our guide, and he will continue to be, you know, our guide even to death, even to the end. I remember when I was praying this morning, one of the things you said is, he is our hope, he remains our hope, he's been our hope in ages past, and you know, he will be there even to the very end. Oh Lord, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come. He has been our helper, and he will continue to be our helper in the name of Jesus. So lovely people, there are a few scriptures there just to buttress the fact that it's important to know that God knows who we are. God has a plan for us. God is interested in us taking the right steps and is prepared through the leading of the Spirit to guide us in our journey. Okay, so let's take advantage of that. We've also been able to see in our study that there's some degree of consequences for not listening. You know, especially in the world in which we live in, you can get very occupied, you can get distracted. Some of the things you know to do, we talked about not just being a hearer but a doer. So there are things we know through our study to do. All right, so we study, we know them, we start doing them. Praise God for your life. And then a couple weeks down the line, a couple months down the line, life has happened and we're not doing what we know we should do. So it's not like you don't know, but you're just not doing it. Now that's something everybody has to deal with. Okay, so it's not enough to know what you need to do. You want to make sure it is that you're doing what you need to do. All right, so let's look at John chapter 16, and I'm reading from verse 13. It says, however, when the Spirit of truth has come. Now this is one of those chapters, again homework, but I think we'll see what we can do in the next few. John chapter 14 and John chapter 16 really have some depth as to what it is, the role of the Spirit is, and we'll look at that in more depth in subsequent sessions. But for now, we're just reading John chapter 16 and verse 13. It says, however, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truths, and he will not speak of his own authority. Okay, so we see here that even within the Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, there is authority, there's protocol. And so we who are coming into that relationship must be aware of the authority, the protocol. And he said, will not speak of his own authority, but whatever he hears, all right, whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. So he's there to tell you of things to come. And then it goes on to says, he will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. We'll take another break right now, and we'll come back and continue looking into some more scriptures that really buttress why it's important to be led by the Spirit of God, hear his voice, so that we can access the plan of God for our lives, you know, and the Lord will help us in Jesus' name.
Don't think for a moment I never felt the pain. You can't imagine the hurt and the shame. They put the nails through my hands, pierced my side. Please understand, it wasn't easy, but it was worth it.
It wasn't
Lovely track there. It wasn't easy, definitely wasn't easy, the price the Savior paid for you and I to come to, you know, this wonderful reconciliation plan of God. As many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. Okay, so we're looking at a couple of scriptures that help us to understand, you know, that it's something that's in the heart of God. It's something that was from the beginning, because he has a plan for our life, because he has expectations for us. We're called, we're given a calling, we have our assignments, and so we have to take delivery of instructions, we have to take delivery of revelations, we have to take delivery of what he wants you to do part-time. And so subsequently and consequently, there's going to be, you know, communication, and I mentioned that might come in the form of a scripture that jumps at you while you're doing your Bible study or meditating. It might come in form of an audible voice. It might come in front of, you know, a still voice, quiet still voice. It might come in form of, this is something that's not very common, but the creation speaks. The Bible says creation speaks and displays the handiwork. So God can communicate through creation. All right, so you can know when, you know, the seasons change. He's communicating that there's a change in season. You know, there are diverse ways he can use creation to speak to you. Animals, you know, it says out of the mouth of babes he has ordained strength. So even from babes, I have seen, I kid you not, I have seen couples that wanted to get married in a church scene, and a little 2, 3, 4, 5 year old young child just blast out, "Do you know that's your wife?" or some prophetic word through a child. Incredible. So even sometimes before the people understand what time it is, when he says out of the mouth of babes I have ordained strength, God is not limited how he can communicate to each and every one of us. I think the key here is just to be sensitive, and that's where we're studying. So we study to show ourselves approved, we study to get some understanding so that we can, you know, be led effectively. We can hear that voice. Obviously, if you're hearing and being led by the Spirit, then you can really take some momentum in your walk with him. And the converse, like I said, if you're not coming to that place of fellowship and communion consistently, then you're missing out on a couple of modules. You're missing out on things he wants to teach you and explain to you. And so that's also very important. So I pray that the Lord will help us to, you know, commit to our time in his presence, commit to hearing from him. I'll take just one or two more scriptures, you know, before we round up for today, but I hope it's really been helpful in trying to buttress and undergird the fact that it is his intention, because of his plans for our lives, to communicate with us, to speak with us, and to be led by the Spirit to guide us. All right, we've looked at different scriptures and they've explained he wants to lead us, he wants to guide us. He desires to communicate with us and commune with us. Now, John chapter 10, and I want to look at two verses, verses 4 and 5. It says, "And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice." So this is Jesus speaking. It will have, look at our time now. Yeah, we have a couple more minutes. All right, let's just look at verse 1. John chapter 10, verse 1. Most assuredly I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. So there is a protocol. There is an appropriate way. He says, I'm the way, I'm the truth, and the life. We have that in John chapter 14, verse 6. So whoever doesn't come through the right channel is considered to be a thief and a robber. That will not be a portion in Jesus' name. He says, but he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. Okay, he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. All right, to him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name, and he leads them out. He leads them out. So now verse 4, and when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Verse 5 says, yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him. Okay, for they do not know the voice of a stranger. And of course, if we jump to John chapter 10 verse 27, it says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. All right, lovely people, these have been a few scriptures that we could touch upon today. We'll look, use them as key text for our study, and look at how we can go into a deeper understanding of really not only understanding the Father's intent and the Father's will, that we be led by the Spirit, because he has plans for our lives, he has a calling for our lives, and there's constant communication about what he wants us to do as we go along. And I pray the Lord will help us all in Jesus' name. Okay, lovely people, till we meet again same time on this channel. It's been a lovely time in your presence, and lovely time in the presence of the Most High. And I pray that the words that have been spoken today will release grace to you, so that you will not just be a hearer. May they empower you to be a doer, and to be one that can be a witness and a channel that the Father can use to express his glory in the earth, in you and through you to your world. Till we meet again same time, God bless you and have a lovely Sunday. Bye for now. Return!
times when there was no one around, God came and spoke these words to me. Praise will confuse the enemy.
Time
and mercy.
These words to me, praise will confuse the end.